Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 4, 1805. Joseph Fields, dysentery, laxatives, and laudanum. Today, the party repaired the rudder of the Red Pirogue, saw an unusual amount of game, discovered an Indian fortification, and tried to determine the latitude of the mouth of the Porcupine River. Lewis writes the details of this busy day.
We were detained this morning until about 9 o'clock in order to repair the rudder irons of the Red Pirogue, which were broken last evening in landing. We then set out, the wind hard against us. I walked on shore this morning. The weather was more pleasant. The snow has disappeared. The frost seems to have affected the vegetation much less than I could have expected. The leaves of the cottonwood, the grass, the box elder, willow, and yellow flowering pea seemed to be scarcely touched. The rose bushes and honeysuckle seemed to have sustained the most considerable injury. I saw immense quantities of buffalo in every direction, also some elk, deer, and goats. Having an abundance of meat on hand, I passed them without firing on them. Passed several old Indian hunting camps in the course of the day. One of them contained two large lodges, which were fortified with old driftwood and fallen timber. This fortification consisted of a circular fence of timber laid horizontally, lapping on and overlaying each other to the height of 5 feet. Leaves, bark, and straw sometimes thrown over the work to make it more complete. At noon the sun was so much obscured that I could not obtain his meridian altitude, which I much wished in order to fix the latitude of the entrance of the Porcupine River. Joseph Fields was very sick today with the dysentery, had a high fever. I gave him a dose of Glauber salts, which operated very well. I gave him 30 drops of laudanum. Captain Meriwether Lewis, May 4, 1805.
The party made 18 miles today, then made camp in present-day Roosevelt County, Montana. The structures Lewis saw were probably Blackfeet Indian war lodges and served as fortification, shelter from the weather, a scouting and supply base, and a place to leave messages. From these structures, Clark named a small creek nearby Indian Fort Creek. The Glauber salts that Lewis used to treat dysentery were the crystalline decahydrate of sodium sulfate, a laxative. The theory was that dysentery was caused by poisons in the body that could be flushed out. Laudanum is a tincture of opium which would help Field sleep. Tomorrow, coyotes and wolves.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.